This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Celebrity auctions have become pretty common, but once in a while they're still a real event. The entire collection of Elizabeth Taylor's jewelry, clothing, and memorabilia is on view starting today at Christie's Auction House in New York. There will be a four-day auction starting December 13. Some 2,000 objects from the film star's life will be on the block, both at Christie's and online. NPR's Marco Adler has more.
I'm standing in front of a glass wall, looking into an area that has been decked out as if it was Elizabeth Taylor's walk-in closet. At least 80 handbags out of more than 200 are arranged by color, one shelf violet going to purple, another reds, another browns. Shoes and boots on the floor, drawers open with jewelry dripping out of them. Meredith Ethering Smith has curated the fashion part of this exhibit. Of Taylor, she says,
gutsy, glamorous, wished I'd met her.
And why this faux closet?
Because that was what her house looked like. She kept everything immaculately.
Then clothes from every designer you can think of in perfect condition. A red velvet Valentino ball gown, a Dior organza jacket in white with delicate handmade flowers, but also wild colors. In one corner, what Etherington Smith calls a cast of caftans, some in historic fabrics.
A lot of them were made by Thea Porter, who used to go around the Middle East finding fabrics and then reassembling them as caftans. The three heavily embroidered groups are antique Ottoman. So that was when Miss Taylor was going through a sort of modified hippie phase.
But most extraordinary, the jewelry. Diamonds, sapphires, rubies, many of them gifts from the two of her seven husbands she loved best. Actor Richard Burton, who she married twice, and theater and film producer Mike Todd. Daphne Lingen, a senior vice president in the jewelry department of Christie's, is standing with me before a case filled with emeralds, almost all of them gifts from Richard Burton.
The emerald and diamond pendant brooch that hangs from the necklace, that was an engagement present in 1962 from Richard Burton, and it was also worn when she married him in 1964 in Montreal on her yellow chiffon dress.
The one that's over there, the yellow chiffon dress that we're looking at right over there.
Exactly. And then the emerald and diamond necklace from which it's suspended, that was the wedding gift in 1964.
There's also the 33-carat diamond ring, conservatively estimated to go for between $2.5 and $3.5 million. And perhaps most amazing, the 16th-century La Peregrina, one of the most perfect, largest pear-shaped pearls in the world, found in paintings by Velázquez, once part of the crown jewels of Spain. Rahul Kadakia is head of the jewelry department at Christie's. He says since the late 1700s, Christie's has sold the greatest collections of jewels, Doris Duke, Princess Margaret, the Queen of Italy, on and on.
And they are all great collections, but never have we seen a collection that's as complete and as curated as this one.
The finest Burmese rubies, the finest diamonds, the finest Colombian emeralds. And what does he mean by saying she was a great curator?
It was not just the jewel, it was the design, it was the person who made the jewelry. You think of every great jewelry house in the world, she had something from all of them.
While the official estimates are that the auction will bring in around $50 million, everything has been priced as if Elizabeth Taylor never owned it. So privately, people say the $3.5 million diamond ring could go for $7 million and so on. It's all on view for the next 10 days, more opulent than the tree at Rockefeller Center, 100 yards away. As Etherington Smith put it,
it's like going to a museum, really, isn't it? You know, you just have to kind of take a step back.
All proceeds from the four-day auction will go to Taylor's estate, with a portion going to her AIDS Foundation. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.